Welcome to Become a Successful Podcaster from host Bruce Chamaw, the founder of the very first podcast network called the World Podcast Network, formed in February 2006. Bruce advises podcasters and helps them take their shows to the next level on everything from audience growth to monetization to marketing and branding. Subscribe to this podcast and Bruce will help you become successful with your show in a new episode each week with co-hosts and special guests. Also, in case you were wondering where the term podcast network comes from, Bruce was the one person in the world who coined the term in 2006, after which hundreds of podcast networks sprung up. If you have not added your podcast to the World Podcast Network, you can do so for free at worldpodcast.network.
Hello, podcasters. How do we change the world? One successful podcast at a time. You're listening to Become a Successful Podcaster with host Bruce Chamaw. Rate him on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Become a Successful Podcaster with Bruce Chamaw. I help you succeed in your podcast from everything from audience growth to branding and marketing, monetization, and so much more. You guys are awesome, and I got a lot of great episodes coming up for you. If your podcast is not on the World Podcast Network, you can sign up at worldpodcast.network. Also, this podcast can be reviewed on Apple. Hey, by the way, I am doing a webinar on May 9th of this year on how to monetize your podcast, 10 ways to monetize. Definitely sign up for that. I'll put the link there. This one is something that made me take notice of what Hulu has done. And this is something that you can probably incorporate into your podcast as a strategy to make people come back. I will tell you that I was a Hulu fan. I was a subscriber, was paying the monthly fee to not listen to commercials because I hate commercials. And then I left because I got bored of what Hulu did. And I went over to Prime. Yes, I was on Netflix. I only pay for one streaming channel at a time. And at the time, it was Hulu. Now, Hulu did something really interesting. They brought back a new episode, a new season of a show that I really love. That makes me, I find it so entertaining. I'm going to talk about that in a quick minute. Now, I will say Hulu has done it. Netflix has done it, Prime has done it. They all compete to give their viewers ways to stay with them. Or if they leave, they come back. Think about this for your podcast. Sometimes people just might get tired of the episodes of your podcast and they leave and go to another podcaster. It happens. It's happened from both ends on for me. But let me tell you about Hulu. So I'm a big fan of Futurama. Some of you like Futurama, some of you don't. Some of you have probably never heard of it. Now, I want to say this. Futurama is a futuristic adult cartoon that's created by Matt Groening, who also created The Simpsons. I'm not a fan of The Simpsons. I really can't stand one episode of The Simpsons. Some of you like The Simpsons and you're probably thinking, oh my gosh, why doesn't he like it? Anyway, I love Futurama. Now, Futurama had, they went up to season 10. And I thought that was kind of a mediocre season. I was not a fan of season 10 of Futurama. I did love the earlier seasons, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and also 7 and 8. Seasons 9 and 10 weren't that great. Season 6 was horrible. So, all right, I like 7 seasons out of 10. Not bad. But I got bored of everything that Hulu was offering at that time. And they did have Futurama on their network, and I was getting tired of watching all the same episodes of Futurama, and I left Hulu. I went to Prime. Now, you all, if you have Hulu and you're a Karate Kid fan, you know that Netflix came out with Cobra Kai 6 years ago. They were already on season 5, and they brought back a classic movie as a TV show, and they keep on going as a series. It's amazing. For those of you who love The Karate Kid, you obviously love Cobra Kai, and you probably subscribe to Netflix. Well, here's what Hulu did, and this is something you could do for your own podcast. Hulu brought a new season of Futurama, season 11. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw that. I'm not exactly sure how I discovered that. I didn't read it anywhere. I was not on the internet. I was not on social media. I didn't see anything on YouTube. I just discovered that there was a season 11 of Futurama. And I'm so flabbergasted that it was on Hulu. Folks, I came back to Hulu. I'm once again a Hulu subscriber. I was on Prime. I was on Netflix. I only like to subscribe to one show, or excuse me, streaming platform at a time, because you know they all get expensive after a while. So I was on Hulu and I watched season 11 all the way through. Not as great as the earlier seasons, but I was excited. So how does this relate to your podcast? Sometimes you just lose subscribers and listeners. It happens. You can bring back an episode that got a lot of engagement. All right. Whatever that episode is, redo it. It could have been a podcast episode from 5 years ago. Okay. We've been podcasting now for 19 years. 19 years podcasting has been around for. We're going on 20 years, folks. Okay. If you didn't hear about podcasting in 2005, well, if you just got into podcasting, I want you to know podcasting is not new, but you might think it is because maybe you got into it because of the pandemic, but I think it was, I forgot who it was at the Magnetic Influencer Summit who said that podcasting was around since before the pandemic, but a lot of people heard of it after the pandemic. So with that said, it's amazing what Hulu did, and I'm thinking of bringing back some of my older episodes to present you with, because some of you have discovered my podcast, you have a podcast, you want to succeed. Hence, become a successful podcaster. I'm here to help you succeed. But you might not have gone back to all those episodes. I have so many episodes. I don't expect you to listen to all of them, but it's nice if you do. So what do? In that case, I bring back some older episodes. Maybe even just I make a new season out of old episodes, but I redo them for this year. That's what you need to do. And you can do this easily. You can find out what your best episodes are, and redo them, but redo them with a modern flair, okay? Because what you actually podcasted about 5 years ago might not pertain to today. We didn't have the pandemic 5 years ago. Things were a little different. So bring back those popular episodes and get people engaged again. Get them coming back to your podcast. Well, how you do that? Look at your analytics. On the World Podcast Network, we do have analytics. But if you're on Buzzsprout, Anchor, Podbean, it doesn't matter. You want to at least look at your analytics and see what got the most engagement. With mine, it's episode 49, How to Become a Podcast Influencer, or How to Become an Influencer Through Your Podcast. I'm going to redo that in a couple of weeks. But I want you guys to know that that was my most engaging episode ever. What's your most engaging episode? Ask yourself that question. Go back to the analytics from years ago and redo that episode, because that's what Futurama did for me. It made me come back to Hulu, season 11. Now, I'm done actually with that season. And again, it wasn't the best season. I mean, I think their classic seasons are better, but you get my point. Whatever it is, bring them back. So I'm going to play some music right now. And that's it for this episode. I'm going to keep on podcasting. I think you guys are awesome. And I just want you to all succeed. If your podcast is not on the World Podcast Network, you can sign up at worldpodcast.network. Also, this podcast can be reviewed on Apple. Hey, by the way, I am doing a webinar on May 9th of this year on how to monetize your podcast, 10 ways to monetize. Definitely sign up for that. I'll put the link there. Hey, I'll see you guys in the next episode, and I'm going to play some music. So we are going to play Ray Claudio's One Track Mind with the song Super Dave, and then we're going to play Jukebox Storm with the song 6 Feet Under, and then Matt Kilgore, Life on the Run, and I'm going to play you my new song Peppermint. I'll talk to you guys in the very next episode of Become a Successful Podcaster. We'll be right back.
6 feet under, he found his home. But he craved all alone. Simon fed forgotten bones. 6 feet under, hand up show. 6 feet under, his secret sea. Got trapped in the man's machine. Chained at sin, dug too deep. 6 feet under, time don't breathe. Too late to set it right. Too many mistakes to unwind. Broken dreams left behind. Here's the lesson, get it destiny to me. I'd say I'm mad, I'd say I'm glad.
I'm anything but sad. Regret won't find its way on me. Oh, and maybe I'm just a fool. How do you act like a tool? It might have been me all along. But from how I see it here, oh, I'll gladly have some beers just to make these awful thoughts disappear. Life on the run looks like I'm never coming back. Being free, that's destiny. I'd say I'm mad, I'd say I'm glad. Oh, I'm anything but sad. Regret won't find its way on me. Because regret won't find its way on me.
Paradise. Sweet moments we find.